So in the podcast we recorded on what was it, 92, a couple days back, I was bemoaning the fact that the Osprey had not yet arrived.
Uh-huh.
And Jeb, in his infinite wisdom, assured me that it wasn't going to happen. It was never going to arrive.
Never going to happen.
And the next day or 2 days later, it did, in fact, arrive. And
color me embarrassed.
Did some interesting flybys, and then eventually ended up on static display in on Aeroshell Square. Cool airplane. It's a bigger airplane than I had envisioned.
It's not really an airplane either.
Yeah, I guess. An aircraft.
It's a troop transport. And if you're going to carry a platoon of fully armed and equipped Marines into the field, you got to be able to carry about 21 people plus the crew.
Yep. And so I did something I haven't done in a long time here at Oshkosh, which is I actually got in line to walk through the thing. And they're whistling because a really big, beautiful...
That's a TBM, I believe.
TBM.
Is that the aircraft that President Bush flew during World War II?
The first President Bush.
That's right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And had his famous...
kind of
submarine rescue.
Shooting down and being rescued.
Big bird.
Yeah, it's a three-man single-engine airplane. Crew.
Was he the commander of that aircraft?
He was.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He was.
Yeah. That's right. If you're in a town near a military installation and a flock of them things come over the horizon.
My good friend in Wichita, Hans Mulders, just like Fox Mulder on the X-Files TV show, is a native of Holland.
Uh-huh.
He was a child during World War II. He was about 8 or 9, 10 or 11 during those years. And he's talked many times about seeing thousands of aircraft going over in the early morning light, and the fighters would come and engage them, and he's used the phrase, sometimes it seemed like it was raining airplane parts.
Ooh.
From what was happening up high.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle, once he flew 17s out of England for 17 missions and then became a guest. He showed some photographs that his unit reunion put together, looking out of the waste gunner port back toward what looked like you could step from B-17 to B-17 all the way back across the English Channel to England.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have to be amazing, and there's unfortunately precious few of those girls still left to remind us of what those young men did.
Yeah,
there was one, and I don't recall which B-17 it was, that was on the ramp, the west ramp, earlier in the week. And just looking at that and trying to imagine what it was like, 60-some-odd years ago, to try to go to war in that thing as a 20, 22-year-old kid.
Yeah, you made that comment to me the other day. Can you imagine being a 20-year-old in command of this aircraft?
Yeah, yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
It really is.
Yeah. So they're taxiing out now. They're pulling out, rather. I want to say Viking.
That's an S-2 Viking.
Yeah. And it's one of these airborne radar aircraft. It's got its wings folded up right now.
Yeah, it's a carrier-based aircraft.
Yeah. Eyes of the fleet, they call it.
It's got to be able to fold them to put them on board ship, and it's got so many blades on the turboprop engines that I thought at first it was a lottery wheel.
Yeah. The later model versions of the S-3 have upgraded engines and props. It's a T-38.
I think an airplane just went past.
That's right.
I believe you're right.
That's right. Hey, just wandered into the hangar is our friend Rick Reynolds from EAA. Morning, Rick. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
So how are you holding up? You're
pretty good.
I've been joking all week long about the hardest working people at AirVenture. You are certainly one of them.
And, this year, for sure.
Well, yeah, it was had a few new twists and turns, but you know.
But that's all behind us now.
It's all behind us.
That's right.
What a beautiful, beautiful day, huh?
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? So, what are you up to now? So, you know, we've talked about this in the past. What is your gig the rest of the year at EAA?
Well, generally, I provide a lot of the web content. News stories and features, and I every week put out the e-hotline that many of the listeners, I hope, receive.
Mm-hmm. Hope so.
And so it's generally electronic and some publications work.
Mm-hmm. If someone wants to receive the e-hotline, how do they do that?
Well,
it's an email newsletter, am I right?
Correct.
Yep.
Well, first of all, be an EAA member, because it is a member benefit.
Always a good thing.
Yes, and there is a
one
place on the website,
mm-hmm.
that you can go and sign up.
Okay. Yeah. So what
did you? EA.org, it is.
You were very much tied to your post at the newspaper office throughout the week. But is there anything that really caught your attention this week? Thing that stood
Something
out?
Something that drug you outside and made you go, "Holy cow! Look at that."
Well, I tell you what.
You're a music guy. Did you get backstage at Foreigner this year?
No, I didn't see Foreigner.
Oh,
we had a late deadline that day, and I could hear them.
Yeah.
And you know, it sounded like Foreigner to me.
You know? Funny thing. Huh?
Sure. You know, flashback to the 70s.
Uh-huh,
I guess. You know? But I guess I would say that Boeing 40 was really something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that, but holy cow! You know.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
1920s, you know?
It was pretty cool. I got a chance to, Jeb, you never got a chance to actually get up close to it.
I never got up close to it.
They parked it in a kind of funny, I mean, not a funny place, but not where you would normally expect it. I would have expected it to be in Aeroshell Square, but it was over in the vintage area, sort of to the south of Theater in the Woods.
Yeah, I think HG said, "I want that."
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, it was a very impressive aircraft, and pretty cool that they put it back together. Someone was telling us it was quite an elaborate story. I think it was Randy was telling us there's quite an elaborate history between that particular airframe and how
just for those folks that don't have podcast vision, we've got one of the prettiest examples of the Douglas DC-3, well, the C-47 variation, all polished out, shiny and silver. She's coming down the taxiway here.
Props
getting ready to turn out to part on 1-8. And unusual for this much action, it's actually very quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really idling. Something's going to happen
the
soon.
Props are flashing in the sun, and you can almost see each blade as it sits there.
You know, here's a note for next year. We need bibs.
Yeah.
Standing out here watching
to deal
all
with the drool.
Exotic that's right. Hardware.
Yeah,
that's
to
right.
Deal with the drool.
You know, instead of the little lobster on it with the butter tray insignia, while we can have airplanes and props and logbooks and our tongues hanging out of our mouth.
Uh-huh,
because the sights from up here sure help us do that.
That's the Air Force One for the Dominican Republic is here.
Now, we never heard whether that was true or not. Is it true?
Well, I'm sure they didn't call it that.
It's our story, and we're sticking to it. Now, so this is the...
This is the EAA tri-motor.
The EAA tri-motor, Ford tri-motor. And we had heard a rumor earlier in the week that... So we were going to get Tom to make this one of the questions in his column. He was going to say... the question was going to be, is it true that Ford tri-motor was once Air Force One?
And Jack's talking about Tom Richards, who writes an inside back page column in Air Venture Today called Ask Tom, which you can find on the website. Tom's an old ink-stained wretch like so many of us here, ex-newspaper guy. Now he does stand-up comedy, and he's just got a really entertaining approach to answering questions.
Yes.
He's not an airplane guy, but he used to come to the show all the time working for the Appleton paper. Yeah. So he gets all sorts of aviation questions and goes out and finds a wry way to deal with them. And he's one of the treats of working here.
This looks like the return of a photo mission. This is
Could well be.
I see two have just passed us. A total of four aircraft doing a straight in to 1-8 here.
And they're all landing long, so they know there's somebody behind them.
And the first two are aerobatic aircraft. And looks like the third one is, and maybe the fourth one's the photo ship. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But, one of the photo ships is a wounded warrior right now. It had an unplanned engine stoppage.
Really?
Wound up dead sticking back into the airport quite successfully. Bruce Moore, the photo platform pilot.
When did that happen?
Did a great job. Was that yesterday or the day before?
It was 2 days ago,
I believe.
Yeah, I heard it. It was a very fortunate result to a potentially not unfortunate situation.
Anytime that fan up front stops moving, you can see the pilot sweat, except most cases when it really happens, that's the old joke, right? So most of cases when it really happens, the guys are cool enough that the adrenaline and the terror doesn't set in until post rollout.
That's right.
When they try to unpucker themselves from the seat cushions.
Well, I tell you what, the most impressive thing about that story is that he hightailed it into another plane, and he was on a photo shoot.
Right. On an airplane that wasn't coming back.
Right. But he got in the plane and... when he got on the ground and everything and caught up to the plane and got the shoot done. So
that is a pro.
I think I'd maybe taken the rest of the day off. I don't know.
Yep. So what else have we seen that we thought was interesting here this week? We talked a lot of things on Wednesday, but things overall that were cool?
Well, you know, the most interesting thing I saw yesterday, if I could just narrow it down to that, was the Eclipse 400 single-engine personal jet doing what it called limited aerobatics.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Would those have been sportsman category aerobatics, you think?
Those would be, I'm not sure which category, but he did a Cuban 8 to end his routine and did some steep turns, some wingovers, reversals, whatever. I thought he got out of shape a couple of times, but maybe I'm in the minority.
Hey, we need to take a break here. Rick, can you stick around?
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Okay, great. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes. You're listening to a special episode of Uncontrolled Airspace on EAA Radio.